I'm on the telephone with François, a member of the Collective Opposed to Police Brutality. Bonjour, bienvenue off the hour.
Hello.
What does racial profiling mean?
Well, racial profiling is basically when the police harass people and suspect people on the only basis of their skin color or their religion. And like the word says, profiling, it's like they only look at your profile, you know, they don't even look at you in your face. And just by seeing your skin color or what religion you belong to, they're going to judge you already and harass you for that.
What happened on the morning of December 1st, 2005?
Well, we read in the newspaper the next day what the police had to say about what happened, which is that they shot and killed Mohamed Anas Benis, who was 25. He's from Morocco, but was living in Montreal. And they shot him twice, saying that he attacked a police officer with a kitchen knife with no reason. And that happened just, there was a big police operation at that street corner, at the corner of Kent and Côte des Neiges, and it was for something fraud, but because it was Algerians that were targeted in this operation, of course they said that they suspected there was links with international terrorism, and Mohamed was coming out of the mosque at 6:30 in the morning, and he had a beard and was wearing a jalaba and a turban, you know, traditional Muslim clothes. So we don't know really what happened between 6:30 and 7:20 when he was killed, but we can guess that the cops saw him and they thought, oh, this must be a terrorist, and they ended up killing him. Basically, that's what happened.
Could you describe what's happened in as far as police investigations or any reporting on this killing since December 1st, 2005?
Yeah, well, it's a bit hard to describe what happened in the police inquiry because they hide everything. It's a big cover-up. They're working secret. Finally, decide and announce their decision on November 4, 2006 that there would be no criminal charges laid against the two police officers. And basically, there was nothing new. They just repeated the police version that it was you know, it was only self-defense, and they say there was no infraction, no criminal infraction, so no accusation. Now, the family, they have their lawyer has launched access to information request because the police also refused to give them access to the Quebec City report because it's the Quebec City police who did the investigation on what happened, and now they refuse to give this also to the family. They also hid the video camera that filmed the incident, and they never showed the so-called kitchen knife. They never showed the wounds on the officer that was supposedly wounded. So all this is part of the secret, and like the family and us, we ask what really happened on the morning of December 1st, 2005. We still don't know. Now it's going to be almost 1 year later.
The Collective Opposed to Police Brutality is organizing a vigil for Mohamed Anas Benis. Could you talk about this a little bit?
Yeah, we're organizing a vigil on December 1st. It's a Friday. Our vigil is going to be between 5 and 7 p.m. at the corner of Kent and Côte des Neiges, where it happened. And it's a vigil, well, to ask for justice for Mohamed Anas, and also to denounce racial profiling, which is happening, like for example, in the Côte des Neiges neighborhood. After the vigil, we're gonna have a hip hop show in the neighborhood also. And the next day, on December 2nd, there's another vigil organized by the community and Mohamed's family. So we're going to be present there too. Just we don't have the details yet of when it's going to be, but it's going to be also at the corner of Kent and Côte des Neiges. So if you come to our vigil on the 1st, you will know after where is the vigil on the 2nd.
The case of Mohamed Anas Benis is one example of what the Collective Opposed to Police Brutality engages in. Could you describe some of the other activities that the collective gets involved in?
Yeah, well, we mostly information on our rights that we have facing the police, and also the recourses that we can have that are pretty limited. There's the police ethics committee. We can file complaint with that, but usually it doesn't give much of a result. But still, we encourage people to do the complaint because it's better than not doing anything, and still it leaves like a stain on the officer's file. And we do, yeah, like I say, information. We organize every year the protest on March 15, the International Day Against Police Brutality. And we denounce cases of abuse and support victims.
If listeners are interested in getting involved in the collective, could you list the contact information?
Yeah, you can contact us by email at cobp@hotmail.com. Or call us at 514-859-9065. Or also check our website. There's a lot of information on the web in French and English and a bit in Spanish at www.cobp.ath.cx.
Is there anything that you would like to add?
No, I hope people come out in big numbers to the vigil on the first and the one on the second too, because it's really important to show the authorities that we're not going to accept their decision to not lay charges against officers that kill, and because we can't tolerate having cops that are murderers that still remain in the police, because how can we trust the police if there's murderers in the police, right?
Sorry, another question comes to mind. This isn't the first time that a police killing has gone, been swept under the rug, so to speak.
No. There's been many cases. In fact, almost every case where a police officer kills someone, they get away with no charges, or if there's a trial, which is rare. Yeah, like there was in the case of Jean-Pierre Lizotte, homeless a man who was killed in 1999 by officer Giovanni Stante. Stante had a trial, but he was finally acquitted of all charges, even though there was witnesses saying that they saw him giving punches. And like since the murder of Anthony Griffin in 87, there's been more than 20 people killed by the police in Montreal, and there's never been an officer that went in jail for any of these killings, and most of them they were acquitted, and they remain working in the Montreal police.
One final question. The a very common public perception might be that police certainly wouldn't kill anyone unless they had to. They wouldn't do it without good reason. Could you comment on why this common perception of the police might exist?
Well, probably because that's the propaganda that the police wants us to believe. And the media also, they're very quick in judging people guilty even before there's any trial. But when it comes to police officer killing people, they often will adopt the opposite attitude, which is to consider the police was right in killing the person. But if people would look in detail at what actually happened in all the police killings, they would see that in the vast majority of cases, the killing was really not justified. And and the police, they lie to protect each other and to get away with it.
I've been speaking with François, a member of the Collective Opposed to Police Brutality. Thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Okay, thanks to you.
Have a good day.